96.1 MyFM presents Hooray for Coaches, highlighting people who make a difference for young athletes in our community. Today we're speaking with Tim Gilchrist with the Ottawa Valley Vikings Competitive Volleyball Club. Right off the bat, I'm curious how you got your start coaching volleyball.
I got started when my daughters got into it. My oldest daughter started playing when she was younger, and my youngest started the year after. And at the time, there wasn't a coach for that age group. And I've been a longtime player and volleyball enthusiast. So I thought, what better way to spend some time with my daughter and give back to the club and to the sport?
Outside of being able to share something with your kids, is there maybe another aspect to coaching volleyball that you enjoy, something that you get out of it?
Well, at the time when I started, certainly it was a really great opportunity to just spend some time enjoying the sport with my daughter. Since my daughters have moved on and gone to university and no longer play, I'm still involved and still have the same enjoyment of just watching kids get it, enjoy the sport, have a really, really great time, watch them struggle through adversity and see what happens on the other side of those moments, and just to watch them grow.
Well, I'm sure there's no doubt that watching your daughters grow up in the sport is something that's made you particularly proud. Is there another accomplishment in the sport that's made you proud of the work that you've been doing with the Valley Vikings?
I've been really, really super fortunate over the years to have been a part of some really, really successful teams. So many highlights and so many great memories over the years, whether it be, you know, winning gold medals, moving up to championship division. I think one of the highlights that still sticks out for me is taking a team to nationals, and we won bronze at nationals. That was pretty cool.
Has it become a challenge holding yourself up to that kind of standard, going to nationals, performing well, winning medals? Does that maybe put pressure on you as a coach to perform that way each and every year?
No, I kind of approach it every year is a new year, and certainly there's really, really always high ambitions and striving to do the best we can. And again, we've been super lucky to have really great athletes, and every year I've come away with some medals and some really great successes, which is all on the athletes. I don't take credit for any of that.
But that in itself must be a difficult process on its own. How do you go into each year flushing out the old, getting ready for the new? Is there a process that you put on each year to make sure that you're ready to treat every season as its own?
I think the first part is really just evaluating what you got. What's the piece of plastic that you're plasticine that you're molding, what you have to work with, and developing a strategy to, I guess, best maximize the skill set that you have.
When it comes to coaching, do you see yourself as an X's and O's guy, or are you more about the philosophy?
I think the mental part of our game, me personally, I think that's super, super important. And I've seen teams that are just mentally tough beat teams that are physically tougher or higher skilled than we are. I've seen our team, because we've played really well together and been really mentally tough, beat those teams. So I'm a huge philosophy and huge mental toughness advocate.
And how would you describe the philosophy around the Vikings, especially around the teams that you take care of?
I think as a club, we do a really, really great job of just making it accessible to all athletes. We are not an elitist club. We know we draw from a really, really small community. We make every effort to give every kid an opportunity to try it. They may not be on the A team, but they're going to get an opportunity to play and experience the sport, experience the big tournaments, experience the Ontario Championships, and the spectacle that is, and really just allow them to enjoy the sport. Knowing that, you know, volleyball is such a late entry sport, kids don't grow up playing at 6 years old. They really are only athletically strong enough to play later in life. So with that, they often pick up other sports. So when they dip their toe into volleyball for the first time, we like to keep them and give them an opportunity to try it out and really fall in love with it the way I think we all do.
If there's a person out there who's maybe getting interested in coaching, whether it's volleyball or a different sport, is there maybe one piece of advice that you'd like to leave them with?
I think it would just be planning. There's some incredible resources, and I think the internet has, you know, done wonders for everything, really, right? You can learn to do anything online now with YouTube and other stuff. But there's an incredible amount of resources online for planning a practice and mental preparation. So some different parts of the game. But it's planning your practice. I think there's a great benefit to just showing up prepared, showing up with a plan, and then being able to execute it. Oftentimes we show up with a plan and it falls apart. So also the ability to pivot when you see something's not working, or we're not there yet, but we will be eventually. So being able to pivot and tailor a practice, a drill, or even where you are in your season. We just have to be like 5 minutes more prepared than the kids are. So when they show up, at least we're ahead of them.
Well, all right, Tim Gilchrist with the Ottawa Valley Vikings. We'll let you go now. Get that 5 minute head start on the young athletes coming in. I know tryouts are coming up soon. And September 11th, I believe, is the first of four open houses at Fellows High School in Pembroke if you are interested. You've been listening to Hooray for Coaches on 96.1 MyFM. Remember, you can hear all of our coaches at renfrewtoday.ca. I'm Casey Egan. Thanks for listening.